This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. The third annual Michigan Autism Conference is being held in Kalamazoo beginning October 7th. It will run through the 9th. It will feature some of the leaders in research and treating autism. PhD student Tom Ratkos here at Western Michigan University is part of the planning committee for the conference, and he joins us. Tom Ratkos, thank you for being here.
Thanks a lot, Gordon. It's good to be here.
So give us an idea, an overview, what happens at the Michigan Autism Conference.
The Michigan Autism Conference started 3 years ago as part of an initiative to try to get more awareness out to the community, as well as to bring researchers together from the area as well as the region. We have people coming from all over the country and even all over the world. So we want to be on the cutting edge of what's best for these kids that we work with.
Is there a certain audience that you're looking at who would want to attend this conference or would find things interesting or valuable?
Yeah, we try to appeal to a number of different audiences. Certainly, we want treatment practitioners, people that actually work with children with autism and even adults with autism. But we also bring together teachers, special education teachers, regular education teachers that may find children with autism in their classroom, as well as parents. Our kickoff event on Wednesday night is a chance for parents to come in and hear how they should be evaluating services for their children. Because people don't always know what good autism treatment looks like. And it's not like going to the doctor where we all have similar experiences and we know, well, the doctor shouldn't be just rubbing my forehead or something. And so it's a good way for parents to come and hear some ways that they can evaluate their own child's treatment.
So this is the third annual conference. Has there been a change? Has there been an evolution? Are there more things added each year? Are there things that develop as you go along?
Yeah, we've been growing pretty steadily. Our first year, we were actually held on Western Michigan's campus. We quickly outgrew that. Even at the time, it was clear that we were going to be a little bigger than we could be held here. And we've grown every year. Last year, we had somewhere in the range of 450 attendees, and this year we're on track to have 550.
Are there some certain areas right now which are getting more focus when it comes to autism? Because there's a lot of things you're talking about there. There's the parents, there's the teachers, there's the medical community. Are there certain fields right now which are getting a little more attention when it comes to autism, or maybe where there's some more development?
Yeah, that's a great question. So certainly, we work with, as behavior analysts, which many of us are, we work with people with autism across the spectrum, across from mild to severe, and from very young children to older adults. People with autism don't just go away when they're not little kids anymore. The state of Michigan has recently joined a number of states in mandating that insurance companies provide money for treatment for children with autism. And currently, that runs out at age 6. So there's been a focus of early treatment and prevention of some later problems. We've found that the earlier we can get in and start working with these kids, the better their outcomes, and we won't have an adult that still doesn't know how to take care of themselves, or we won't miss the boat in getting these kids some treatment that can lead them into general education classrooms and a pretty typical life.
There's a new autism center which has opened at Western Michigan University. Does that also open some possibilities for greater research, things that we might find out down the road?
Yeah, Western's involved with a number of different centers, but we've been a part of a really cool process in becoming an autism center of excellence. So allowing for the community to have a one-stop shop for all sorts of different treatments for autism. And the new center is going to expand services that we already provide, early intervention services that occurred at the Woods Edge School previously and before that Croydon Avenue. But now we're going to have all that more centrally located, bringing more people together that can both provide treatment to these kids and also do some research that helps us improve treatments in the future.
As I mentioned at the beginning, you are a PhD student here at Western Michigan University. Is there something interesting about autism and the research and the treatment for somebody who is kind of on the cusp of really, you know, getting into the field and still doing research, still at the point where you're getting your formal education? Is there something that is particularly interesting about the field of autism right now?
Yeah, autism is an area of huge need. And if we want to provide services, we have to look to evidence-based methods. So not just doing what we've heard on the internet or what the neighbor's doing, but really looking at things scientifically so that we know we're doing what's best for these kids. And that's what really appeals to me. And that's, I think, what appeals to the behavior analytic community is taking a scientific look at autism treatment. And it's an area where people have a great need and the demand is there and there's just not enough supply. So part of the money that's coming from the state to Western is to expand our training for people that can help these kids. We have about 18,000 students in Michigan that have autism. And we just don't have the capacity right now to provide the level of treatment that all of them need. So when we're looking forward, and I think the state's doing a great job, when we're looking forward at how we're going to meet that need, I think Western is a big part of that in training people that can provide services.
You've done some work with children with autism yourself.
Yes, I have here in Kalamazoo, in Calhoun County, part of their community mental health for early intervention.
Give us an idea of some of the different things that you see, because as you noted, there's this spectrum and there's people at different levels of being able to function. And so I guess when you're working with them one-on-one, what do you see in terms of the need that's out there and the ability to sort of focus that and to really cater to one student at a time with their particular need when it comes to autism and where they are on the spectrum?
Yeah, well, you hit the nail on the head that it's each student individually. And behavior analysis really provides for individualized treatment. And when I get a new kid in the center, we do individualized assessment to figure out exactly where they are. As you said, autism occurs along a spectrum, and parents like to say, if you know one child with autism, you know one child with autism. They're all very different. So figuring out where exactly the student's strengths are and where their deficits are that we can help them is an important part of treatment, really getting each child what they individually need.
Recently, there was a Republican presidential debate where the issue of vaccines causing autism came up. And it was discussed in a way that seemed to indicate that some of the candidates are not aware that the study's been debunked, that vaccines do not cause autism. But I guess I'm wondering, from someone who is trying to get into the field, trying to find ways to raise awareness, but at the same time try to deal with it in a scientific way. I mean, how does that work? You know, are you glad that people are talking about autism, or are you shaking your head because you're saying, I am disappointed that people are not looking at it in a fact-based scientific way?
Well, can't say I was too surprised to hear about that. I was glad that the couple of actual medical doctors that were also on the panel kind of stepped in and said, no, that's not true. I think they could have gone a little further to say that, yes, vaccines are safe. But I know it's out there. And at a certain point, you need more than the science. The science has been pretty definitive that vaccines don't cause autism. And actually, we've spent a lot of time doing more studies than were needed to kind of debunk this. People spend their valuable time and oftentimes valuable government money in the form of grants to study something that doesn't need to be studied anymore. We've got lots of evidence that vaccines do not cause autism. And when we're looking there, we're not looking somewhere where we could find an answer. The cause for autism is still unknown. We only know a few things that don't cause it, and vaccines are one of those things. So when I hear about a new study coming out, I think of it as a lost opportunity to do something else that might give us a better answer.
Tom Rotkos, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Gordon.
Tom Rotkos is a PhD student at Western Michigan University. He's part of the planning committee for the Michigan Autism Conference that's being held in Kalamazoo, October 7th through the 9th. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.